Ay, no llegamos a nada. Pero fíjate que mi idea más que un smart. Pero la tengo a aire de vicio a no hacer aquí. Como sai des heil und mir, da die sette heile die viele Seiris in der Pee, kam es heilig wie so ich, wie es rei. Solches nicht ist es was keine Bekasse, sondern die smart reins against them. Sette says, jede Stimme steht Seiris die heilig macht. Kommt in der Anbahn, how is higher as long as it leaves for the silence? So it's a lie that there is no way. So the teacher says the Pshat is that it could be if he still is still silence, if he still is still silence out of the for the silence. In other words, you already cut off all the behavior over and above the for the silence. Before. So yet only for the silence left. Then you were stealing to Cyrus. So it's high. Just look at you. I once heard many years ago, 40 years ago, the parents and the mission is captured in this man from the Bihu Pine. It's a very stubborn thing that I've been trying to say. You see, the smarts captured against the Rambam consists in the fact because according to the Rambam Kriyashim, in other words, what does it mean is to keep it past by Shechem, you cut off so that you know the Kriyash of Rosh is left. What does it mean Kriyash of Rosh? Don't say, if you know Kriyash of Rosh left, for the Cyrus Aleph, then it is a Rosh Hashanah. But if you leave, so only if you don't leave for the Cyrus. But if you leave for the Cyrus, you don't cut off the Pesach of Rosh, because it is still Shem and Kelsey, Halei Shem, Pesach of Rosh, if they are God's Cyrus. So mainly, it's not right as you said to say, where did this mission say? Second means a Kelsey and Cyrus, out of the body Cyrus. If there is no Shia in Pesach Rosh, so then there is a Shia of Pesach. It's got no sense. So I know that in order to know that the high Malkus, so only if he's stealing two seconds, one seal is not enough. But if there is a Shia of Pesach, and what the condition of prayer, he has to leave for the Cyrus. So maybe if he already has for the Cyrus left, only for the Cyrus, not for the one, but for the Cyrus left, and then he cuts off one hand out of the four. So how many remain? 39. And 39 does not have a Halishan Pele. So he should be higher out of this. That's the kind of. If we say that Pesach has no Shia, then you understand why to say that. For the same reason that Moshe is only higher if he still is two sides from the hair of the head. But not if he still is one side. But according to the Rambam, that by Pesach there is a Halishan Pele. And one is only Halishan Pele for the side. So in other words, when I am there, if you cut off the cape so that he doesn't have a higher champion. So what difference does it make how many hair he cuts off? Whether he cuts off 1,000 hair or he cuts off one hair. As long as he reduced it so that he doesn't have the Halei champagne, so maybe he's even allowed of Rizaki Pastor. I think it's playing shot. In the smart, has so gained anyway. So, what we just say, so we cannot say that there is a need. as to why the main general to come the peace also is because the Rambam says that the peace of all as a shroud inside of us and we come our head. So then we still have all the sinners left. Says that this man is not the Rambam. So if we find Mashiach of this, then the love of the Sajikovas Reishchen applies to everything, not on Mahoka, even to Ranji Tar, also the world. So it means we saw anything were also combined by the sheet of the smart, that there is no shame of pain. So Mele, and if somebody is still a shoe Cyrus out of the face of Osh, so it's high marriages, so one should not be allowed to come with this piece of Osh because it's a situation for the same reason that one is not allowed to come with the Anshabbos. That's the truth of the Osh and the Psalm. The Gemara mentions it in connection with Nozeh. But the report says the same thing applies to coming the here on Shabbos, because there was one case of contemporary of the report who was mocking women to come the here on Shabbos. So there was a long tube in Chibis of Rosh where he was remains from Chaim. So the Rosh mentions it's Osea. Just as the Nozir is Osea, some may lie because it's a creation. So it's Osea and Shabbos for everybody to come to here. So it should be also to come the peace of Rosh also. I said, but you can say that there is a reason to be made here because there is a special effect. One subject is maybe our Hitler Rambam, that the whole self is a good pass, Reishchem, and twice on my car. It's one lotion in the tunnel from your day. And assuming that our Hitler thinks that as far as peace or is concerned, it doesn't make any difference. But maybe the Alochim is like the other one, that if you leave up with Israel, you're not in there. So it's actually what he says. It's always the leader succeeds. You know, not to involve yourself in this vexation. It's mutual. Not to involve yourself in this vexation. So how is it that no one is Zohar in combing the vision? The fact is, I know how offended that Chavikiriya never combed the vision. Never combed the vision. But even when I don't know whether it's true or not, the Chavikiriya went so far, he was afraid that sometimes comes in mind and mind in old and old, that it's learning. So he might inadvertently walk out here from the place of Osh. So because of that, Rambam wore all the time, like earmuffs, here, to cover up the place of Osh. I don't know why today there are so many who try to conjure up all kinds of things. Why did you conjure up this one? At least have a basis in Rambam instead of conjuring up things that you're not allowed to meet your Kayan Shabbos because it's just a Kayome. So, which makes no sense. So, why don't they conjure up this kind of a thing? I mean, I'm really surprised. But anyway, I read in the book that the Chavikiriya wore earmuffs all the time, in the summer and the winter. Not because they wanted to have a protection against the cold, but he wanted to have a protection that he shouldn't be nirshon. Sometimes when he's expressed learning, so inadvertently, he might walk out there from the days of Osh. So, combining the shite of the smad, the shite of face, then obey the love, That's the true way to the so Sankaran says even the true self was also he wondered so many times as to why people are so weak, ether, no one wants to say right. Everybody claims his base on everybody. He didn't see anyone who is not clear was the only one. So he says, God. Once I'm not bothered by it, and I also come to you so because Ani Biatsmi, Abisi, Meir, Abi, Hossi, Chekune, Nosn Adler, Shesorak is based. So we don't have to ask any questions. So the question is why is Nosn Adler? It's difficult to assume that Nosn Adler is here because of the light of spectrum. But Nosn Adler is here because of the Kune was not making the spectrum. It is made up of it. Why should we make on the spectrum if there is still a chash, an element of chash of an Israel? So then he comes to the conclusion that even according to to taste this, that the Gabi Pils or Rosh, there is no Allah of the Rosh, Ashkose, but three shins. And when you call him, so you go and pull it out, three shins, that's the Chubek. In Australia, and there's something very interesting. So once I heard my father discussing with him, shocking with me, and he said it's fine. He applied the Rechaim. Rechaim didn't say anything. He applied it. Gemara says, what is the mocha for the Jewish of the Rosh? The Chitzos had to come the hair. And Shabbos, I just want to mention Adabur. You know, there are some women, and today you certainly have many former women, So there are some women who don't comb the hair on Shabbos to come, but they use a brush. This is Achilles Naya. Because the Tzias is that when you comb the hair with a brush, you pull out more hair than when you comb with a brush. It's just simply Achilles Naya. It's plain Achilles Naya. I don't care who passed me there, but it's plain Achilles Naya. In my opinion, it is, you know, the Chassam Sefer has many descendants. So Chassam Sefer, you know, left with Chaboy for all his descendants. Atzif Kladi, Atzif Kladi, follow up a certain amount. So, things that he says have it, have some Sefer to his descendants. So one thing he says, I'll pay the whole Mitiyah choice, shouldn't go to Pia. He was Mitzavet to all his grandchildren, great grandchildren. Atzif Kladi, they should never go to a Pia. Now, some Sefer has all kinds of Ingra, Raymen, Tzadikim, and he has mother and descendants. So, of course, he has mother and descendants, so not even Chimimimit. But he has mother and descendants who are Chimimimit, who are their mother. So, the mother and descendants who are Chimimimit, their mother. So, we follow up the Tzaboye or the or something. We don't go there.
We don't go there.
Go to the cinema, the movie cinema. So, this is the thing. The headline,
no,
headline. I heard it from the number of women. I mean, they are waiting, everybody sees it. I mean, at the same time, in the top Russian horror against another woman, who does use the color shabbies, but they themselves use the brush. I use the brush. I am good. She's not a woman, she's using color shabbies. She uses the color. But that's a handsome iron. It's like, you know, going to the movies, but not really. You follow up.
It's not it.
You follow up. It's a whole lot of things. But you just deceive yourself. That you follow up. You don't follow up. So that's no happening. And I experiment. Dr. Chavez, I experimented many times. And without exception. So when you comb your hair, look out one hair, two hair. When you do the brush, look out for your hair. I don't know how anybody does it, but that's wearing the Achilles, wearing the Achilles. Achilles nine, just covering up your eyes, and make the lead that you pass by, just so deception. So the Rambam, that's the truth of it. Where's the Mokia? The Mora doesn't say it with Gabi Shabbos. The Mora says it with Gabi Nosa. So the Rambam says in Pirkei Mokhi, some of the power. Nozi Achiki Palsari Biyodei Yechichi Zatono and not Palsari Nachishim Sharein Kabinosi Los the Esha Shalayos. You have to wait till your hands you can. Nozi is allowed. Because God doesn't involve it. Sometimes he does, and sometimes he doesn't. But when he comb, always does. Avol Yisrei B'masrei, Yul Yochid Ba'adomo. Mishim Aseres, I think Yochid Ba'adomo is something like a brush, or any brush. Don't be Adomo. You can't straighten out the hair by putting soil on the hair. And so it means it's like a brush. Mishim Aseres is a Sal Vada. Also came hearing. So the question is binary. The Chinuch mentions this kind of the Chinuch, not a Mishnah. The Chinuch says, the Gata Roman, that's what the Chinuch says. So it's the Chinuch scratching in the Ramba. Why isn't it right? So I heard from my father in Paris, and this Kashi against the Ramba, the Chinuch, the Ziris, the Halachi. So my father mentioned I think that Rav Chaim is well known. It's not in the tradition of Rav Chaim, but I think in the Sefer, my brother Rav Yosef Ber published recently. So he mentioned that that piece of Rav Chaim was once published in Paris. Now, the Rambam, and the Kenu Chesmizir as Aloch in the Bein, Hevi Rav Reishi Sam, Shem Meisir as Asar, Ben Heisir as Asar, In Leike El Bidil Mitzvah Sasei, Shenema Gadil Per Asar, If he knows it, now he knows it, it's higher, even if he doesn't use it, even if he doesn't go, the Torah says, Tal Yavra Reishi, but you know, in Yosir is Malve Kolamisir. So it's Chayiv Malkes, even if he's in Galia Bezah, not with the Tal, with the Mizraim, Chain Tank, still, suppose he uses a powder, heavy Ralveshi Sam, Shemisir Sasar, Hisir Sasar, in a Reike, El Bidil Mitzasay, Shemema Gadu Terasar. So in other words, there is no knowledge. But why is it for sale? Because of the essay of Gadil Perasar. Why is it high? So there is a Rambam on that.
Why is there no altars? Why is there no altars? He created powder and gave it away. Why is there no altars? Why is there a lava? Why is there no essence of Rabbi's columns? Not of guitar. Corn is healing, so powder is all 3 minutes. So
powder is all 3 minutes.
Yeah, but Gemara says, nine are few. In Taf, the Rabbi is coming. So it's not up to Taf.
So it's not up to
Taf. Now, of course, it's behind the Taf's high mountains. The Rambam is joking for all. Now, the Rambam says, in Perek Zayin, Miluchas Naziris Halochet Zizlot Estal, Perekim Tzad, ומיתה בגלחס מצוותה, לא זה אשר נצטר, ומי אופו מצוותה, ויצריך ימי נזירות, ויצריך ימי נזירות, ונגיצרה, ומי אופו מצוותה, סודן נפחויית, ונגר יחסיים, הרי זה סועיד מדורי ונזיר, הרי זה מדליח כל שרי, שהרי תגלחתי מצוות עשה, שנאמר במצירה בגלחס על צה, יכול מוקים שאתם יצאים מוצא עשר ולאי שישה, ויוכל לכאן לשני ימות, ומואל דיו ועשר ויוכל לאיסס, ועל אינוזיה של גילה בניהם סבין מישראל. So the reason is why he knows he should stop when he's cured from his sorrows. So he has Nidaleach, even though he's involved. He loved, because he knows he's not allowed to be Nidaleach in rain. Because the essay of the Gilach is Mosare is there, the love of Talia Valish. So then the Rambam says, the Cholmokim Shatameitze, yeah, the Rambam says, the Cholmokim Shatameitze, and he says, the Cholmokim says, in Yochel Kaim Shneem, okay? In Rab, you're being asked to give us reasons. But, the Rambam raises the question, but there is Halokhe, in Esed Dicha raises in Esed, and by Nozir, there is not only an Esed, there is an Esed, not only a lazy say, there is an essay also. So how can the essay, what does he is the rhinoceros, besides of Kodesh Yeh Gadol Tera Salvation, so how can the essay of the Gilach Haskol Sarei be there the lazy say, and the essay of Kodesh Yeh Gadol Tera Salvation, for our rhinoceros should love me in Israel, for our lazy say, the essay should not Kodesh Yeh Gadol Tera Salvation, with whole more came, in esse dinge reise se desse in lomme dinge esse so klagas a mega la fares in sich vor des kache vor der anderen mit der kache if they should call me, to have mercy on me, because when somebody becomes in Tire, in Tire is also coming. So, we may chuti in any way, we should be out. And the chuti of the Tzoraz is not ill in the heart yet. So, vary in the Kodesh way, we put to the SMA law, in the Mishara Lulinsi, in Shuntal, the other elevation, what essay shall the Glachas HaTzoraz be Dochris? So the Rambam asks the Kashi, how can the essay of the Glachas of Tzare be there the races in the essay has a long detail? Because he is much as the king of Tzare, so it's not even in the Tzare, so Mele is not Kodesh, so Mele, there is no essay of Kodesh here, Kabul Kera, Tzare Isha, there is no essay of Kodesh Yeh Gadol Tera Salvation, because it's not there in the Hussi anyway. It's a kind of message. Why does the Amal give you different parrots? Other than the parrots of the Morin Yvonis? The Morin Yvonis, the Bor, has raised that question. How is an essay of the Hamiach, the Gilach Eskot Sarai, they have races in an essay? So the Morin says, because it's an essay, the races in an essay, she is Bishayim, because it's cow. So, Mele, if it's a lazy, so the Esesh, it's Heta, the Shaila, the Chokhe, so then it's the Echim and a lazy, so the Esesh. It's what the Noah says. Why does the Rambam give another reason? Omar Avro, Ani Shema Bereish Bisachas Gomez, Mishun Havle, Ra, the Esesh, Yesh, and Shaila. Why did he kill it? So why does the Rambam mention another reason? Not what the Noah says.
Not what the Noah says.
The Chaim says that Because she is out of care of salvation, it's expressive of two things. The first, of the chiumes.
Chiumes,
in other words, nausea. In other words, let's say, the wife, all the dream of his illness,
all the dream of his
doesn't cut his hair in the period of his illness. So it's the kindness of Kodishie Gabriel Parasalvation. And then, Kodishie Gabriel Parasalvation is the expressive of miseries. There are Suvias and there are Yubias. For example, Kurantinimates. But a Kimbodu is not allowed to marry a woman,
not allowed to marry
a dangerous. It's miseries, or it's dangerous. To marry to so he's not allowed to marry who is of the Israel income. Who is not allowed? Oh, for example, Adeya Shlishi. Adeya is the Yom Bukhari Shem. Adeya Shlishi, Yom Bukhari Shem.
Adeya
Shlishi, Yom Bukhari Shem. It's an interesting idea of Shlishi. The vision, the shame, meets the name, not allowed to go with Hashem. Hashem. It's an interesting. So, Kodishi got the translation of Hashem. It's expressive of two things. First of all, it's expressive of a human being. When nausea complies with all nausea, he refrains from touching his hair, he refrains from coming in contact with your ass and all the things of his ears. So he's behind in his hair for the shake of the perspiration. But if he does cut his hair, but, so then he's either an incest, besides the salam, Tali, I'm an ovation, he's either an incest. So, Samele, the Rama, has been absorbed both ways. The more in the Gomez says that the reason is why the Muslim tzair is allowed and is in Huye to cut off all his hair in order to be kind to himself of Gilachas Kol Tzarei. Because this person is racist. So the more the Kasha Gavin is the racist, yes. So how can it be the incest of Kodishi of Kodishi Gavin Parasites? Kodishi Gavin Parasites. The reason is why it's the incest of Kodishi Gavin Parasites. Because it's just in the shadow, so it's called. So it can be the not only racist, but the racist together. With themselves. But then the Rambam makes another question. That disposes of the problem. How can the Esser be Gilach as Mitzari be there in Israel? Implicit in Kodishi Rambam. Because it is a Bishai. So then, a love and the Esser. That is a Bishai, so another Esser can be there at all. But there is also a Chiyuves. So as far as the Hilfes is concerned, so even though it is a Bishara, so it still could not be Eicha, because my room is the highest and the highest. If it's a question of interest, then we cannot trace the argument of my room is the highest and the argument. Because there is a loche in Esedi Chalises. So, Esedi Chalises, so Esedi is Dei Chalises. Mashiach can vis-a-vis the Chiyuches. So there, even if it's Esedi Chalises, I own the highest and the highest. I own the highest and the highest. The reason is why the Nozir Matzire has to be in the Chiyuches. Even though it involves common churches, it seems to involve a violation of the Chiyuvese, because in as much as his stomach in the beauty is not even in his way, so maybe it's a fully of the Chiyuves. He wouldn't even be kind because he's a tummy anyway. So the Chiyuvese doesn't apply altogether, but the Yisarese does apply. So the reason as to why it's there, the Yisarese is because it's the Yishayle. The reason as to why he's allowed and he has to be the Leah Zah, even though
it should involve in violation of the USA. There is no fear in the US. Because he's coming anyway. Yes. What? You can ask that Kashi and all the Tahutsi. So why don't you tomorrow ask that? Right after here. Right after here. What is that?
Right after here.
Because the Gemara is not bothered, because the Gemara is in proportion to the Gemara, to Chazal. I mean, that inasmuch as he is in Tomei, so Mele, there is no keenness anywhere. He's not coming. So that's why the Gemara didn't even bother to have it. You know, I'll tell you a story. You reminded me, you know, there was the Rebbe Rav Heschel, the Shach's Rebbe, who was a big Chav. The Rebbe Rav Heschel was a big Chav. And as a baby, he showed tremendous achrivah. Now, when he was a little child, he was 3 years old, so the people of the town had a problem with it. They couldn't put him in Mochila together with other children, because he was so superior to all the other children. So the Yilma decided that we have to engage a special rabbi for the Rebbe Rav Heschel. But they used to say, I don't think it was best to have a night. So they found another child, Prodigy, and they engaged the special rabbi for the Rebbe Rav Heschel and for the other child. So then, 3 years old, they occurred in Chalila. He and the other, so when the Rebbe started to teach them, you know, the traditional old fashioned way, you know, Kometz Alephor, Pater Alepha, Sira Alephain, Sego Alephain, Kometz Beis Bo, Pater Beis Ba, Sira Beis Bein, Sego Beis Bein, so then came, so one day, he taught them the whole world. One day, so then he came to the pay. So then the Rebbe said, say your head, pay. So the other child, kept quiet. He didn't pay any cash. But the other child knew. So he said, Rebbe, for my cash. So the Rebbe said, what's the cash? So I said, the cash day, say your head, pay. Or is that in your own community? Say your head, pay. Pay away his pay. So he said, Ishlein in Tzir, I am paid on Hashem. I am by itself without the Tzir, that I am. But we the Tzir, we come to him. But Tzir, pay. Who needs the Tzir? So the Rebbe was very impressed. And I told Kesher, he said, Kesher, you are still different, Kashi. You never check it, 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 Kashi. Aber der will, haut, das ist ja Kashi. Du hast das auf die Asche, der mal pay, ja, aber so dann direkt beim Hey. Why did you ask me this question? Every day you could have asked me the same question. I don't know why you decided by the faith. Anyway, so this is what Rav Chaim said. So in other words, to answer the kasha by the Rambam. The Rambam says the kasha. Why does the Rambam mention another town? Not the same town. Then the Gemara in Rome is the word mentioned. So Rav Chaim says, no, that could have word mentioned. One kasha means, how can they say, of the last Gonzale, of the Lehe, the Lehse, the Lehse, so we say it's Kakir because it's Israel. So maybe it's Lehi, but Lehse say, and the Nisar.
But then there's another Kasha, how can you?
So, and that we cannot say because this is a Mishnah. My rule, Hayes and Hayes. So, this is Chiyuv and this is Chiyuv. So, there is no Chiyuv, because he's not Kodesh anyway.
The essay only she anyway, because he's done it in our theories. Anyway, so he says, the reason, as the right Rambam says, But when you use the powder, when you apply the powder to the hair, so by the time you apply the powder, so the hair does not count, it's not like powder. So you need the powder 10 minutes, 15 minutes, then it will remove the hair. So when it's gone, there is no mice. So the male beads up to the lava, Tao Yabra Reishi, even though the morning is allowed to go on sitting, but only when there is nice to do on your diet, not when you apply powder on your diet. So at the time when you put the powder on the hair, it's not going to make sense. Half an hour later, it will be laser beside you, doesn't do anything. It doesn't really come, so it's gone. So why is it to say? Because as far as the essence, Kodesh Yeh Gadol Per, as far as the Chiyos, Kodesh, not as the Chiyos, not as Yisrael, as far as the Yisrael says, so you wouldn't apply even in regard, so the Yisrael says wouldn't apply to Gorma Yeh. But as far as the Chiyos applies to Gorma Yeh, so what it means that the Yisrael is in the Chiyos to maintain his name of Gadol Per. We have to maintain a state of Gadol Per Sarei. So even Gadol Per Achayim said, suppose somebody will be able to lachash, to bring about that his hair, bring about should come out. He'll also be the battle of the essay of Kodesh Yeh Gadol Per. As far as the Yisrael essay is concerned, so it's like Moab. So only if he does it, he'll die. But as far as the real essay, it is Mechuyev to make sure that he'll maintain a Gadol Per Sarei. A Gadol Per Sarei. So maybe if he doesn't make sure to maintain the Gadol Per Sarei. So then he's the part of the essay. So he might be gone, but he failed to make sure to maintain a state of Gadol Per Sarei. This is what Chaim said in the Gautasar. So rather think like the same moment as regard to Yisrael the Masrik. Avon Yisrael the Masrik and Yochid Adomo and Yisha Maseres as a Sar Vanaf and also to Yomo. But Yisrael is a Chimper but no Zechid in the Masrik Avon Yisrael. In the contra of Shimon is in Yisrael. Even according to Rav Shimon is in Yisrael. Why is in Yisrael? Why is in Yisrael? Because as a matter of fact, Rabbi Chaim might have said, that not only in regard to the Chiyuv Essay, so the Eder will be Gormeh, but even in regard to the Nisar Essay, he'll be Eder will be Gormeh. Even in regard to the Nisar Essay, even in regard to the Chiyuv Essay, certainly, but even in regard to the Nisar Essay, even in regard to the Chiyuv Essay, the Nisar Essay applies even to the Kisar to come. So not only will be Eder will be involved in the Chiyuv Essay, the Chiyuv Essay, of course, will be involved if he doesn't. Even if he fails to take measures so that his hair shouldn't wear out, so he's in Babla Chiyuv Essay. But Rav Chaim said, I remind myself, Rav Chaim said, even vis-a-vis the Yisrael Essay, So he'll do it or be coming. So gave us these results. These results also. That's why the Rambam says in the late care of the Utum of the Sesset, she never got the fair salvation. In other words, that's why the Rambam says in these results. My father said, in respect, to himself, the master. So, Chinus Kashi is, but it's a situation. So, he said, so it's not a situation vis-a-vis the love of Tao Yabaration. It's only a situation vis-a-vis the Isser Essay of Kodishi Egato Parasite. Because, what kind of explanation there? When a person comes there, he doesn't just perform one act. That's all. He does it in a series. How does one come there? One comes up and one act. One comes, second act, third act, fourth act. Fifth act, I mean, you have to ask the women how many times they do it. But it's done in a series. It's not done in a series in one stroke. No one comes to hear in one stroke. But it's done to what the effect will it be on the evening. Does it in one stroke. No one comes so does it in a series. One act of coming, second act of coming, the third act of coming, fourth act of coming. Maybe 10 times. It's done in his years. Now, is it true that every act of coming is done in the appearance, is done in the walking out of the air? Is it true that if we saw, so those who are coming would walk out all the hair? By coming at one time or two times, so the situation is in sealed. It's not the situation in every single act of coming that you have to pluck out. So then one of the coming will pluck out the hair. It might be in the first act of the series, it might be in the last act of the series, or it might be in one of the middle acts of the series. But insofar as the love of the first act of how the other nation is concerned, so then the middle act of the situation. Well, because what is situation means that it's considered how the other nation is concerned. As well as somebody comes to here, even though he's not just having to block out here, although he's having to come. But if he necessarily entails blocking out of here, so he's considered this habit. But so if every single act of coming would entail it blocking out of here, so then you could be considered this habit. Let's say, he makes ten acts of coming this year. 10 acts of coming. And it turns out that the fifth act of coming it works out. Then the first act of coming it works out. Second act of coming it works out. The fourth act of coming it works out. The fifth act of coming it works out. So can you say that it turned out this act of coming, it worked our hair that he was discovering at the time of coming to me. This act of coming that he was discovering to work out, it wasn't a situation that he would work out after this time. It could have happened in the first act of coming. It could have happened in the tenth act of coming. It happened in the fifth act of coming, but it didn't have to happen at all. He's having the love of the other nation when he belongs to the other only when he talks about that. So, when he leaves the fifth act of coming, he did not involve his heaven. Mashiach King, he's a blessing, the form of Kadeshi, Kabu Pasarajan, he's concerned. So, there, all the acts in the series are combined in one act of affecting a clotting album. So you don't have to consider vis-a-vis the love of Kamalika
is concerned. So there, all the acts in the series are combined in one act of affecting a clotting album. So you don't have to consider vis-a-vis the love of Kamalika. Definitely accept you call a profit out of here too. And maybe vis-a-vis the essay, so it can be the situation. But vis-a-vis the love of Tavari Avalanche, it's not a figure.
Yes, how do you hear it? You will definitely accept that you call a profit out of here too. And maybe vis-a-vis the essay, So it's considered a situation. But vis-a-vis the love of Tavari Avalanche, it's not considered a big secret. This is what my teacher, the mayor, my father said. Then it could be a hacker to come pay his love. Even the other one by the sheet of faces. Myself, I thought so. Only once he made it hard to rely on the and the sheet of the smart. In my opinion, there is no issue. But here there is no asset. No asset. One has to do this off. But only is only allowed. It's a sort of possibility. So the law we are only there only for in my city. Where are you dying? My city where you dying? So here, since we talked about the people who are in this happy is not the problem of situations can have to come in the material situations of the soul vis-à-vis the love of those being as rich then. So there is no situation. So if he pulls out here the X number of the coming, that's in the fifth act of coming in the series, so then he has to be considered as having in that age of the love. So, but that one only the experience specific of the coming. So there's nothing about explanation. So maybe he was not considered as having. And vis-à-vis the love with the fixed fascination, we can't combine all the acts in the series into one series. So maybe there is no Isa in common. There is no Isa in common. So why? So that's, so this is the business why Hangalupe, why also one of the Shias, he tells him at the all. The Buddha says, how Nozehit has been suffering, seeing the master. So why was he not here? The answer is because from Mele, how from Mele, only yourself, I know the other of the Nozehit, Father, she is in the Nachish Habes. There is no asset, some Mele, you can take situation, because as far as nice noise comes across the middle. So, and the Gemara says, in Shabbos, in the state, it's as a Gomorrah, as a Gomorrah, of Rome Shore. So Rome is not also in the Rice, in the Shabbos. Only in the Loch of Yadayim, so the Loch of Yadayim, we couldn't say that it's a situation to be in the Loch of to the King's Shabbos, because it's a situation in Syria, and it is still Shah, let's say, in the fifth act of Rome. So, there was no situation that didn't move necessarily. The Jewish South Hour, it could have happened in the first act, it could have happened in the second act, it could have happened in the third, in the fourth, it had turned out to have happened in the fifth. So maybe there was no mishapen of the Mizanoch. So why not the Mordechai Hazar? Because the Mordechai Hazar is even though. Before I said, because his faith was as a Kumloho, a seal draws out on a shoresh from the father. So the Mordechai only says that in case of a great forest, how there is fire in the house down, so if there is no Baruch Nefesh, you are not allowed to put out fire. So let the house burn down completely, but you're not allowed, only if there is a Baruch Nefesh. So the Mordechai says, in the Shabbos, many folks can go and not allow to put out the fire, but if you go to the fire in the house, you can set up many hobbies, many children with water. So when the fire reaches a pool of water, so it will be extinguished. Because then it is caught. So the Mordechai says, Sase Komlocha, see the doors are upon the shore. So says, it doesn't mean that Rome is not our Chosra. But the Reinsik Rome is not our Chosra, but the Rabbon is not our Chosra. Since it's on the Chosra Rabbon, it's on the Rabbon, it's on the Rabbon, it's not our Chosra. But you're reading what in the Rabbon, Rome is our Chosra. So since Rome is our Chosra, so vis-a-vis Rome, so all the acts in the series are combined into one act of Rome. So mainly for some it's a hostage. Oh, that's the reason why the Jewish passed it, that it's also out of cold and Shabbos. Because at Shabbos there is a Nisar Rabbonim to the Jewish Isar, to Kone, to do any loch. Absolutely, the Abbey is a Kibbutz Kone, and there is no Nisar Rabbonim of Kone. So mainly it's not a Lech Atzile, to call the place of Hitaranam. To go back to the Hirsha Mishneh. You can go back. This I heard from my family. Now, Hirsha Mishneh. You can go back to the Hirsha Mishneh. You walk Hirsha Mishneh. The Rambam made the same kind of how the Shmuel said without the another revolution, because Shmuel was like a female, the Babashan is Rabbi Buddha, but there is a little so he says the first verse, Yahya, Dahu, Shmuel is Rabbi Buddha.
When you pour wine or water under the door, so zero is low. It's like home. It's in a series.
Even if you pour in a jet,
with your own jet mommy.
Even if you pour in a jet,
so jet mommy, it's still in a series.
It's not poured out.
Some pour all the yarn somewhere until it's poured out all the yarn in the table. So,
let's say,
a multitude of acts
for
many zeros. If you pour in jail,
so then you don't have numerous zeros,
but just
a few acts.
But it's always in zeros.
So,
every single act of pouring,
but
does not
one of the pouring
creations
will heal.
But one of the coins will extinguish
a lot.
Some male head who has a fly now.
He aloha. He
from the aloha.
They are now.
He aloha.
He is Tommy Tukatman.
He is a beach.
He
is a beach. So
the question is,
So as far as the lobby is concerned, so we cannot apply the situation.
But the question is,
according to what my father said, even in respect to the promise, so then to be mechabe, the
isham
peah
of the
kohen. So there is no tikreishe, some millions of dollars.
This is what I'm saying.
Now, where are you now?
I don't want to go further.
Now, next week,
I'm
going to do the show on Monday and Tuesday.
We are having,
because Wednesday, so we are having a thing. Now, there are 10 questions, 2 parts in each question. So, if you want, you can consider all 20 questions.
So,
not time. So you can use as much time as you want.
I'll be giving
what I want to hear Wednesday.
I'll be giving the shiur here
Monday and Tuesday.
And you will
come early. I'm going to the morning.
You will come.
How is everybody doing? How is everybody there doing? If you were to send everybody here, is that fine? If you were to set the problem, we go in and everybody goes to any time. Actually, I'm not sure about the date because she had to call him travel agent. He's probably traveling to New York to get away from her as well. So she was a little bit worried that we would be on our own here. And during Nissan, she said she was sorry. I said it didn't really make that much of a difference to her enough people to go to. Nothing especially happening around here. I haven't really been too worried about. We went to the Yitzchak's daughter. Anyway, she got married. We went to the wedding with the bums. They kept us traveling to the photo. It was unusual. As we probably told you about it, the whole ceremony was probably about from the time of the chuppah until the time the whole thing was over. We saw later on that everybody had to like a quarter of a potato. They split it up. They came around with some chicken and some kind of schnitzel. And they threw it out on the plate. They gave you, if you wanted both, I guess. Anyway, it was an unusual wedding. The chuppah was fell down. Chuppahs with poles. They had to hold up the poles. People holding on to each one of the four poles. They must have chuppahs like that in other places, but this was just a really small one. They just fit in there. In the middle, the chuppah fell down on top of the chuppah. The whole thing fell to one side fell through. It was left sitting there. Then somebody had to hold it up with their hand. In about 3 weeks, I think, we're going to Lali's wedding, Beis Hashem. I guess, is going to be in Kovar. Some holidays we have a wedding. This Shabbos, I went to Gush Etzion. This over here was generally empty. I guess Israel told you that he was away for Shabbos. Actually, I don't know exactly when was the last time he spoke. I don't know if he doesn't know these details. If not, either tell you on the letter tape or write it in your future. He was away for Shabbos. Just about all the second-year guys. Invited to somebody's house. Nicest place you can go to in Israel, Savio. You've heard about that. I didn't hear about it before. This is one of the nicest neighborhoods, maybe the nicest in all of Israel. I went to Gush. The guys in my class, they weren't there. I don't think anybody was there. Nobody was there. My class, they were all the way for Shabbos. But Israel Harris was there. And Ruth Horowitz was there. I had generally a good time. had a dish, which was one of the press conferences, so singing for nothing. Just the short Torah, August Spot came in and he said, this was like a Sanhedrin. It was only for the Virgins, they spoke in English. He came in and said, it's the word in the Sanhedrin, and he started talking about the Sanhedrin here and there, the number, how many can be, and what Rabbi Soloveitchik said about something. Anyway, he spoke for about 5 minutes, and right after that, he started nodding at certain people for them to ask questions. He just said, the dish. He was surprised that was all he did. So he said, the short little part toward the beginning. So it makes it look almost exactly like the press conference. The guys sitting around them, and they ask questions, and he answers them. They can ask questions about whatever they want. They ask questions about whether he thought it was a talk to the Ula, about what people should do when they grow up, what kind of jobs should they take. All kinds of different questions about
anything you want.
Just about anything you want. About, almost, I don't know how many topics, quoted a couple of poems, right?
It was interesting, but...
I don't know if it was inspiring. Besides that, some of the questions were not exactly your... The questions should have been asked
in public so that everybody would have to wait.
Asked in public so that everybody would have to wait for the answer. They weren't the most exciting questions.
Let's see.
Anyway, there are probably two things I have to talk about now. I don't have that much time at all. One is about
exactly
I haven't thought about this
exactly what I'm going to say,
but
Israel
and saying Yeshiva went where, how long. Second one, I guess, coming back for the summer. No, maybe I'll speak with contact.
Coming back for the summer.
I don't know why. Coming back for the summer.
First of all,
I told you there was one discussion we had about the 2 weeks ago that went out of Motu Shabbat. It speaks about a whole bunch of different things. About Toronto and about, you know,
Yeshiva.
Anyway, so the discussion started when I guess we started talking about going back to the summer. Anyways, he has a reasonably good point that being in the cottage might not be the most exciting thing. But I mean, it would be a nice vacation, but
going back.
Going back, at first I didn't mind the suggestion all that much. Then, on the other hand, going back and being in the cottage the whole time, I mean, we haven't seen anybody in Toronto for a while. Might be nice to see some people. It's time to be around while other people are around, although other people might be on vacation, whatever. I guess we could travel a little bit, I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly what the plans are as far as visiting, you and Lenny or the relative in New York, whatever. But, in terms of being the city, that it might be a little nicer because it's better times you can relax in the house. I mean, the summer in Toronto is not exactly the most hectic, not exactly the most hectic place, which wouldn't be too much of a problem.
Then,
I mean, it would probably be easier in Toronto, although in the cottage there would be plenty of time to learn. But also in the house, I mean, maybe throw the cover or home, wherever it is, maybe put a caboose with somebody. Something like that would also not be difficult to know.
I think has
some merit to it, his suggestion. What the plan would be for Abba Chula. I guess they would have gone to the cottage. And I guess that
the house, I guess
if it would be in the house, I guess they would want to, or, I mean, you would want to stay the house and you would be back
greatly,
not for a greatly extended period of time, wouldn't be back for 4 months. That would be just about the only time that we would be. So I guess they would be where we would be most of the time, at least a large part of the time. That's exactly what that means. So as far as sending off
the camp
or something like that, I don't know if that would be feasible. I don't know if you want to send back here and tell us exactly how things would work out, whether it's feasible, whatever. Whether it's feasible to do such a thing. And if you also mentioned, I guess, about his friends and finding out what my friends were doing, whatever, I had a suggestion that I should work in Capital Shabbat. I guess you probably don't want me to do that. I'm not so sure that I'm 100% interested. I'm not 100% sure. By the way, Mark Sutsky was also a Jewish Shabbat. He's a whole Navy. He's from Navy.
Okay.
That probably just about takes care of summer.
He had somewhat of a point, although it would be tragedy, but it might be nicer, better off.
First of all, I'm not 100% decided about next year. Not because I'm not leaning in one way or leaning in another way, but I just don't want to commit myself as of yet. I'll find out exactly when I have to commit myself by. If I came back here, I certainly won't have a long time to commit myself. I would assume I wouldn't have to notify anybody all that soon. This Shabbos about different things, but the Shiur and what kind of learning they do there, what it's like. And I found out certain things, he likes Yeshua tremendously. If Shir was like it was today, he liked Friday Shir a whole lot. If it was like today, all the time it would be in 7-7, something to that effect. He's gotten used to something, he sees a lot of merit in what he's doing, etc. Besides the backfield. Whatever people say about not getting some of our idolatry, I assume he has to have something in the way of tradition from Abbasology Chiefs and people with more than one person told me, a couple of people told me the path of the law, people who have been his personal kavod for 22 years, which has to say something for him. Somebody told me that he was also an Abbasology Chief Shiva and he's 13. I don't know exactly about all the different details, but anyways, it's whatever he teaches, whatever method, if you give a message to somebody, it must be worth something. On the other hand, if there's something about the Sikhot, that he just plain can't attach himself. He can't identify himself with his Sikhot, just, you know, going over his head, or even if he can understand them, can't identify with them. They're not anything special. Sometimes on an intellectual level, whatever it is. But generally, Gushevich Duprat generally would be a little bit intellectual and too intellectual. Probably a little bit too much guy over there on the part of a lot of the guys. Another problem is about Yeshiva. He himself says that he probably wouldn't recommend that someone should go there first year. Because he says there are things in Gush, you simply, there are things you should get in Yeshiva, you simply don't get a Gush. I see what his point is. He's reasonably openly coming from Kermiyahu, the difference is. It is a concern, even in the second year, third year, whatever it is, whatever year you're there, it would still be a concern, but anyways, I have to decide that I'm still thinking about maybe leaning in one direction, I'm not sure, but I haven't decided yet. Staying in Israel, I haven't made up my plan exactly. One, I haven't decided exactly what I want to do. I guess I'm interested in the arts and sciences. The YU, if there was no other choice, I guess the YU program is the best thing over U of T. I was getting out for that. Getting out earlier also. There's one problem about there was a guy here, spoke to a whole bunch of guys who were interested in Aliyah and jobs and whatever. Anyway, he was talking about social work here, which is generally the area I may be interested in, because I can't think of anything else at the moment. Psychology or social work or student advisor, as they call it here, which is just about probably the same thing that Abada that you do there. So it says it's less hours, but the same pay as psychologists. Psychologists are going to get not great pay here, the same as a truck driver for the telephone company, he told us. Most psychologists here who work for the government, and most do work for the government. But the problem is that generally it's worthless learning psychology or social work outside of the country and then trying to apply here. It's almost like learning a new job, as some of you probably know. So I'm going to have to check out something about, let's say, getting a BA there and getting something like a master's here, what it would be like. And such, what it is worth getting learning psychology at first there and then moving over here. I have to check out this thing. So, I mean, I'm speaking very quickly and I don't have time for details. But actually, I may have time for details. Maybe I'll send a second tape. 32nd day.
Maybe on the 32nd day.
Not a bad idea.
Might not be a bad idea.
Let me just see here. You know what?
Isn't this what I'm going to do?
Maybe I'll record from one tape to another.
Okay.
Switch over this whole tape. Anyways. So I think that is exactly what I'm going to do. I don't have time for details otherwise. I don't want as much time for sleep either.
So
what I was going to say is that I was talking about our alumni, that you were talking about universities, different things, learning what are the different salaries you get.
They
told you were not one of the top choices in terms of salary that they allow you to pay. And the student manager gets put the same pay, possibly more, if he teaches a little bit.
As
you work less hours, or if it's 4 to 5 a day,
whatever,
which means you can probably have to do something on the side as well.
That
doesn't mean that I've chosen to do any lighter. You mentioned something about industrial psychology, for example, that I have never even heard about. I don't know what it is.
It's probably also a branch
that you could do here as well. I simply do not know about one.
If
somebody wants to send me a book or a pamphlet on all different types of psychology, different types of social work, things similar to psychology and
social work,
it doesn't necessarily even have to be that specific field. I guess I would look at it.
Seeing something else.
Generally, I just don't know.
But that is
a major problem
that I mentioned about
what he said. Simply, it's worth it to go to Kutaris and learn the profession and then come here and try and practice it. Because it just doesn't work.
Just a
different social structure, whatever else is involved in psychology, can allow you to live there
very well to what you live here.
You have to be in the country, living here, learning the psychology they teach here, in order to be able to blend in quickly and take a job and be able to work well.
That is
one point that
I guess
dealt with. I'm not making any decisions yet.
But as to
the YU proposal, I would certainly prefer that, I think, over U of T.
Have
a few seconds left on the side and do it along with taking the tape.
Let's see what else there is.
We'll continue on T next page.
Okay, it's now time
to go back to the beginning of the tape, because that's where I continue.
From now on,
this is something different.
Let's
go back to slide one at the beginning of the tape.
I have two roommates here, still up for the next 5 minutes.
The
Eastman Street for a couple of minutes.
There's nothing to speak of. We want to go to sleep. Anyhow,
this is the American in my room.
There's one Israeli
over here, and the other guy's an American. I feel like an American.
I'm Israeli. Israeli.
You can tell by the American accent.
Anyway,
I think they're going to leave the rest of the tape as real.
Unless
somebody here decides they want to say something. I'm going to put it on pause and check.
Okay.
We're standing in
Israel's room.
They speak for maybe a minute or something. I think everyone knows what to speak on the tape. Nothing came with the conversation in my room. They went to sleep.
Shalom
is supposed to be leaving today, so I thought that if we were just a couple minutes on the tape, I just had a minute of publication. Went to Ushka Dive for Shabbos, and it was very nice. Just Rafi was there, and Mirla was the Beit El visiting
Michi
was the Beit El. We heard that he's been home the whole year once.
Besides that?
In Beit El
all the time, every Shabbos.
Kaput, that's it.
Anyway, so
it's obvious we didn't see him exactly. Not even if we're going to be there for the Purim, so I guess if we have a chance, then I heard that we're not going to see him there either. He's going to be in the Shiva.
Anyways,
Shabbat was nice. As usual, the food there was very good.
And
they overstuffed us by whatever degree. More than we get in yeshiva, and better quality than we get in yeshiva. At night, something interesting happens. I guess Mishpachat Magin, I guess that's the name of it, the name of his family. I don't think I've ever met him before. Abba, you had a cousin who was Nifter 3 years ago or more, whatever it was, professor at Haifa University. And his wife and two kids came over. I met him for the first time. I never met him before. I met him for the first time. I met him later last year. Nothing special came of the meeting. I don't know, maybe another time, but very bright kids. In fact, maybe closer to Virginia, the older one, certainly. Heard is supposed to be an outright, out and out genius. Really, I could sort of tell just by seeing him sit still. He still sits still. He looks talking. Seemed like very nice kids. The younger one was quiet also. Anyway, both of them are supposed to be extremely, extremely intelligent. As I said, the older one is more than intelligent. We can see just the way he acts. He's just always blurting out things about science, biology, medicine, who knows. Anyways, there's not enough time to speak about that. I don't think there's anything else special. When we were leaving, they invited us to the Seder, because we didn't know. Because we have to check about Bnei Brak. In other words, check about doing whatever we haven't really decided. Besides that, special, we just had started with Kapodap and Daf Yomi. That's going okay. We started with Michael Luce again, because I left off with Shkoling. I didn't really do just about at all. It's the first Adapi or so. And besides that, everything here the Seder, as far as I know. Next week, I guess we have Lavi's wedding. And I think we're supposed to be going in also the Shabbat afterwards. The Shabbat right after that, we're supposed to be going in before Sheva Brachos. The Shabbat after the wedding. That's just about all the news for now. If I think of anything, it'll take only a couple of seconds. I don't think there's anything else to add as of right now. I think it's something else for the moment. We also wanted to go to Dor Gershon for Shabbos. I don't know if we can squeeze that into the Shabbos. I'm going to be here. I think my Ram is coming for the Shabbos. And we're going to have a fish with it. I took it until 12:30 at night. Shabbos means you have to go to sleep. But anyways, I'm back. Everybody likes the fish anyways. So I think that's just about it. I picked up the safer for it.
Oh yeah,
I called up tonight in Bush and check about getting Rabbi Soloveitchik's car. We're selling it there for $15. Rabbi Soloveitchik has his own safer, the one that you already know about. And then another thing that came out, a whole bunch of collections of Dvar Torah, not Dvar Torah, Divrei Torah. Little topics or whatever it is, Gemara, whatever, by him and his father, Rav Moshe. So, anyway, another book, both of them together, in Gush, is selling us off $15 when I was there, and selling it for closer to 20 or so. So it's possible that I'll order something like 3 sets of it, about $45, but they still have it around. Anyways, I'll sign up now. We picked up a little bit of real. Everybody take care. And the heat for in a few months, I guess, unless she has something that's important. But in case you come in, you come here. Go to Shalom.
ضربت بأسلحتها المواقع وتجمعات القوات الإيرانية شرق البصرة، مما أدى إلى مقتل جنديين إيرانيين وإصابة عدد آخر بجروح وتدمير دبابة.
A little bit of an interlude there with some nice Arab news to find out what's going on in the Arab world, and a little bit of Arab music there. There's not too much time here, so I'm going to have to talk pretty quickly. It's right now 22:11.
I just finished my flight to 11 at night. Sean Lipner is probably leaving either in 20 minutes or in an hour and 20 minutes. I heard either 11 or 12, so I got to hurry up. Aside from the fact there's not much time left on this tape. I just finished my chavruta a few minutes ago. We just finished chazaring Perek Revi in Suvat. That makes two prakim now that we learned the third and fourth Perek, which are supposed to be among the most important prakim in the Masechet. Turns out about 25 blood or something.
A little more
from Daf Tet until Nun Dalet. And now we're about to start Perek Shemini, which I learned already. A few other people I know learned it. A lot of people learned it. They said it's
one of the hardest,
Perek in the Masechet. But it's not too long, so we should finish before Pesach. We just started Yuma 2 days ago.
So yesterday,
I started a few days ago because I'm preparing it beforehand.
But today
we just learned the Gimel.
And I guess
you're still in the Dafyomi. I guess the first two Dafim are not very hard.
I don't know if it tells, you can't really tell from the first two Dafim,
you've got it done differently. But I went through the Mishnah
last week.
On the Masechet. I figure it would be a good idea to get a general idea of what's going on in the Masechet before we learn the Gemara. And it seems like when it gets into the part about the Avoda, it might get a bit complicated. Because there are all kinds of different, a lot of terms I'm not familiar with.
Besides the fact that it seems there are a lot of different sheet
and the whole thing is a long stretch, that thing. All the different parts of the Avoda. Also, right now I'm learning another Mishnah, because I was planning on learning it anyways before learning Yuma, and decided to get myself a sheet of paper to get people to learn Mishnah for somebody's Shloshim, so I decided that I'd commit myself to learn that Mishnah to make sure I do it. I have to finish it within, I think, two weeks or so from today.
By the middle of Ted Stein Badr.
So I decided to make sure I do it.
I took the Masechet Midot, which I think will help a lot.
Just learning about the different parts of the Beit HaMikdash and what it looked like and how big everything was. I've already mentioned a few times, like the thing at the beginning of Yoma. Mafushina Kohen Gadol, Lishkat, Apalhedrin, and Parhedrin.
So I already found out exactly
what the thing is, explains everything, where everything is, and also fills in a bit on what they use each different room for in each chamber of the Beit HaMikdash, and what everything looks like. And then there's that thing about the coin burnt the paraduma, has to be able to see the ulam. Petach of the ulam of the Beit HaMikdash.
And he was standing outside of the Harabait.
So anyway, it explains there. That the ulam was taller than the rest of the gates of the one around the Azara.
That one was 22 and the other one was 20, whatever it was.
Anyways, it was higher, so you could see it even from outside.
Explains that's the reason why they did it, one of the reasons why they made it higher.
Maybe that was the reason, for the coin who was burning the paradu. It was sort of interesting reading about architecture things. Well, let me see, what else is there?
I guess I should apologize once again for the delay in this tape.
I know you sent the tape a long time ago, and you wanted an immediate response. And I don't think we spent too much time before poking in, except that there were all kinds of delays and people we thought we were going to send the tape back with. And in the end, it didn't work out. So hopefully, it's going out tonight, and you should be getting it in a few days. One more thing I wanted to get back to, but the thing I mentioned, I wrote about it on tape, about Avni's learning.
I can say, like this, I still say,
there are a few basic things that he has a chiyuv to do.
you have a few to do while you are in
Orchaim.
The main thing is that it should be kavua. There's a sefer here that I bought called Ben Torah Vishiva. It's a very simple sefer, but in terms of
the style.
But very well written by Mashkiach of Yeshiva Itri in Israel. I don't know if you heard of it. He put out about 20 Sephardim or so.
And all kinds of different things.
Different things. But Tziwa and Eretz Yisrael. There's one sefer about called Ben Torah Yeshiva. It's also got other Sephardim about Limud Torah. It talks about different things in terms of Mido, I think. And different drachim and learning how you should learn. And stress is the main thing. One of the main things stress is in learning is you feel. There's certain things that I found out already. I used to read different things before I went to sleep. Recently I haven't been doing it at all. But when I was doing it, I decided every night I'd read for 10 minutes. I'd read a certain amount of something before I went to sleep, maybe for 10 minutes or so. That's Sefer. Daniel Ish Kamudot. I went through Sefer Daniel, at least what they had in there. I didn't go through the other projects, mainly the ones that weren't translated. I once went through them anyways in the art scrolls. I remember a little bit what happened. But anyways, I'm just saying that if you say 10 minutes a day I'll be doing something, doesn't matter how little amount of time it is. Obviously, if you spend more time with it, you're going to get more done. But the fact is that you set aside a certain amount of time every single night, every single day. In the end, you have... you definitely know you'll recover something. In the end, you do something. The thing that I say has to be done. First of all, very nice starting Sefer Vayikra, which is very complicated stuff. I don't know if they're giving tests anymore, but if they don't get a test, first of all, there's a mitzvah to learn. I'm going to start talking very quickly because I see the David running up. First of all, it's a mitzvah to learn Rosh Hashavua. Somebody told me last year I never looked it up, but I think it's about learning Rosh Hashavua. And besides that, it's the basic thing for learning. Sabta was telling us about her father, and Sabba of Moshe said, there is no way somebody can learn Gemara without knowing Chumash and Tanakh. So at least you have to start being basic, you have to start knowing Chumash. And something like the Seder of Avodah, the Karbanah, and stuff like that is also very important to know. Especially since every year when you get to a Vayikra, you say, I don't have to worry about it, it's too complicated. And then when you start getting into it in Gemara, you start mentioning different kinds of Karbanah, it's a big mess and you don't understand anything. It's very, very worth learning it. But in fact, you should be learning one Chilik every day, and that's the way you should be splitting up the Parsha. Hopefully you can learn to set aside to learn a certain amount of Tanakh every night, possibly one pair. If you do that, you can finish in 2 years of the whole Tanakh. Just to at least get a glimpse, go through everything, get the stories. And when you come to Yeshiva, Yogola, you come to whatever you want to call it, Yeshiva. When you come to Yeshiva like this, in a few years, you can have background. It's going to help you very much. It's also going to help you learning right now there in Yeshiva. And besides the fact, if you can learn Mishnah, it would help a lot. Learning the Mishnah side also would be good. But the two things you have to learn from now, I say, are Chumash and not very important. The thing is, just set aside every night that you're going to learn a certain amount. Either a certain amount of pages, probably a certain amount of time would be more practical. And in the Parsha Shavu, you have to learn a Chilek every night. By the time Shabbos comes, you've already got just one little part of the Parsha to do, only to be, and that's it. And on Shabbos, you can just run through the Parsha just in plain shadow or whatever. The main thing is you have to be Kavua. Set out for a week. Set aside for a week that you're going to be Kavua in this thing, and you're going to make sure you're not going to miss out a single day. And see what you get out of after a week. I'm sure after a week, you're going to continue doing it. I'm going to say goodbye and make sure you get it on much time, and whatever time I have left, I'm going to keep speaking. If you could also be a Balkar, it would also help a lot in terms of learning things like Chumash. And it's also something very practical to know how to read the Torah, and that's about it. And I'm going to get cut off in a second. I'm telling you, just try it.